sort of derby match. They brought a lot of fans. It's just about the result. It was always going to be a hard fought. It was scrappy at times, but that's what those sort of games are like, and you have to manage that part of it. So I thought we did it very well, and I deserve victory, and a really good victory. Bombs outstanding, really is.
Darren, do you feel that clean sheet is a little bit overdue? Do you feel like you've been getting closer to it in recent weeks?
We try and get the balance of the team right, and it's I've got to be careful that we don't take away that attacking threat that we've got, and we work on both. But I feel I've got a team that can keep clean sheets. We just haven't had enough of them. But today we've got one, and it was maybe overdue, I suppose, yeah, but I've got to make sure that we've still got that threat going forward, and make sure that we've still got that attacking prowess in our team, which I felt today at times we had. But certainly the clean sheet obviously helps.
You seemed very positive in the first half, always looking to go forward even after going 1-0 up. You didn't seem too happy to sit back on the 1-0 lead.
Our main focus was being really aggressive at the start of the game. Been really aggressive, been on the front foot, both on the ball and off the ball, and I thought we did that well. And obviously the goal helps us. And sometimes when a goal scored early, it can actually go the other way. But today it didn't, and I thought we should have been more than one goal up at half time. In terms of our domination, but in saying that, they had one or two obviously half chances. But in a league like this, when you're playing against a big team, set pieces are so important. And we did a lot of work on that, and in Maine, apart from Collins' chance, we dealt with them all right, actually.
It's a great way for Mandeville to bounce back after what happened at the end of the previous game at Plymouth.
Yeah, I don't think it really bothered him. He's not that type. He's just getting his head down.
He did when he put his head down after the penalty. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's so late in the game, and I think obviously the reaction of their goalkeeper didn't help, you know. But today, this week, he's trained really well. He's won that award, and he's playing really well. I mean, the execution was outstanding. I think today what you've seen with Liam is he just took responsibility. He wanted the ball all the time. He found pockets of space. He was very, very confident on the ball. In fact, sometimes he overran the ball, I felt, at times. But the boy's a good player, and amazing what confidence can do for someone, it really is.
It's interesting that you've got put the youngsters on the set pieces. I mean, Beeston's been taking corners and that, and Mandeville and Middleton today. That's a sort of testament to their technique, I suppose.
Yeah, technically, Beeston, those three are very good technical players. Middleton's set pieces were okay. I mean, I felt one or two in the second half. We didn't want it to go into their goalkeeper's hands, and because they are quick in the counter. But no, those three are fine. And the age thing, it doesn't matter. They're in the team for a reason, and that's one thing I always say to them is, you know, you're in the team and try and stay in the team.
I mean, Mandeville's nowhere near its potential yet. But is there any danger, you think, of losing him in January or at the end of the season?
There's a lot of clubs looking. Mm. We know that. And when a 19-year-old goes on a run that he's been on, that's always the case in football. But I'm not worried about it because that's part and parcel of football. And it's about time it happened at a club like this where our young players are getting noticed. It's one thing that I really want. It's happened a lot. When I was at Peterborough, and I dealt with it fine, and it's no different here. And the boy's happy playing football. And like I say, when you get a 19-year-old, no matter what level, when they start scoring goals and playing well, it quickly goes round.
Presumably you'd like to hold on to him if you can.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. I think we will.
You seem to enjoy playing in the Coppinger role, didn't you, today?
Is that what it's called now, the Coppinger role?
That's where Coppinger plays.
Yeah, I think he can play in both. There's no question he can play in both. And, you know, in a game like today, you know, I don't want him to say he replaced Copps, because sometimes players are really difficult. They play differently. Coppinger's in very, very good form. One thing Liam gave us was a bit more size against a big team. So I wasn't overly bothered about the fact that Liam would come in for James. And, you know, the only thing I look at, I don't worry about that side of things. I don't worry about Craig Alcott getting injured. I can't be concerning myself. I've just got to focus on the team I've got and be really positive with them. And that's all I ever do with them. And it doesn't bother me who plays. You know, they've just got to make sure that they get to the standards that I expect.